And it is good to get away sometimes for a break. They say a change is good as a rest. You know, even if you're away somewhere else, even preaching, you know, sometimes I go away and I still end up preaching, but a change is as good as a rest. We just thank the Lord that He gives us the real rest, doesn't He?
Amen.
Amen. God gives us the real rest. Praise God. And I know there'll be so many enthused to get jumping up here, you know, to get singing and all. But praise God. God's good, isn't He? Amen. Praise God. There was no holding it back, brother. Praise God. God is good, eh? But I tell you, it's great, isn't it? And I said on Sunday past, it's great to see Jordy and Ewell and Ian and the different ones that go on the streets. It's a perfect, fantastic to see it. When I seen them boys on the streets in Leicester, York, it was Leicester. It's great to go on the streets with the truth.
Amen.
And Christ is the truth. Amen. Put on Muhammad's not the truth.
Amen.
They're fake. They're imitations. But Jesus Christ is certainly the truth. It's not right. Amen. And when you go out with that truth, praise God. Remember also the night to pray for Brother Larry. Brother Larry's going to be preaching for Sunday morning. Mm-hmm. And Larry's 82, isn't that right? 82 years young. So pray God will strengthen him. And God will bless him, and I certainly enjoy having a brother Laurie, and I know everyone does. And we just pray the Lord will help him, and I want to try and get him as often as we can. We don't know how long we'll have him. And, you know, I'm not saying he's going, but we don't know what will happen. You know, I remember Brother Gary saying to Brother Brian, Freeborn, not so long back, you know, Brian, come as often as you can. You don't know when you'll be able to get again. He hasn't been here now for a while because of COVID, and then Australia has special COVID rules. Still. And I don't know if they're still as bad as they were, but they have rules still going when the other countries had relaxed them. So I don't know when our brother Brian will be able to come. We would love to have him again over here. But the Lord will take care of it, isn't that right? And we'll leave it in the Lord's hands. Let's turn to Genesis tonight and different things I wanted to preach, but I could not get away from this few scriptures about the spoken word, the original seed. And maybe that windy, somebody would pull that, because it hits the eyes a bit on that one. God bless, brother. We're going to read from Genesis chapter 1, the first 13 verses of Genesis chapter 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And you know, in Genesis, we see at the very start, nothing happens if the Spirit of God doesn't move. But if the Spirit of God moves, something can happen. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness He called it night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament and divided the waters from the waters under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. And God called the firmament heaven. And the evening and the morning were the second day. And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and gathered together of the waters called he seas. And God saw that it was good. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth, and it was so. And the earth brought forth grass, and the herb yielding seed after its kind, and the tree yielding fruit after his, whose seed is in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the third day. Let us bow again this evening while we ask the Lord's blessing. If you have a need tonight for anything, just lift your hand up before the Lord. God bless you. And we remember you in prayer. God bless you. God bless you. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we have a privilege that we can enter in boldly by the new and living way through the precious shed blood of the Lamb of God. Lord, we come from thy footstool into thy very throne room and into thy very presence because of the new and living way through the precious shed blood of the Lamb of God. Nothing in my hand I bring, simply to thy cross I cling. We thank you tonight, as even we've been singing, for the power of your blood that washes us and cleanses us whiter than the very driven snow. Far away is our sins removed, even from the very memory of God, never to be brought against us again. We thank you, Lord, tonight, blotted out from the very memory of Almighty God. What a privilege, people, we are tonight. Wash us afresh in the precious blood of the Lamb this evening, and we shall be whiter than the snow. Lord, you see the hands that's been raised, and you know the needs. We're asking you in the name of Jesus Christ that you'll meet that need in the name of the Lord. Bless others this evening with unspoken requests. And I do take the Holy Ghost to help me. And I thank you that you do. We'll ask again for this man Kearns that her sister Eiling's mentioned. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ that you'll save him and deliver him. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. And Lord, for Brother Laurie this Sunday, strengthen him, bless him, move mightily upon him, and bring him with a word in season for your people, that you may receive all the glory in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. And Lord, for the brethren that's going on the holidays, Brother Gary and Sister Ruth and the family, and any others as well, we pray you'll bless them, and you'll just give them a blessed time. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. God bless each one this evening. Spoken word is the original seed. I know that's a simple statement, but yet with all it's profound. God said, let the earth bring forth of its kind. It never brought forth of a different kind. Whatever kind it was, it produced the same kind. And that is God's principle, and that is God's law, which cannot be altered and cannot be changed. It is only when man mixes it and alters with it can it change. We hear so much talk about today, the world will be burned up next week, and all this type of talk, and it's absolute rubbish. Because the Bible says that winter, summer, all the four seasons, while the earth's here, they'll remain. The four seasons will remain while the earth is here. And not only will the four seasons remain, but after the rapture, and after we come back with Jesus Christ to the Mount of Olives, we are going to live and reign with Christ on the earth for 1,000 years. And I tell you, but man's idea, he changes things, he alters things. And when it's altered, it will not do what God said it will do. But if you don't touch it and leave it alone, it'll do what God says. And God's word does not need altered or touched. Amen. God said, whatever it was, it must bring forth of its kind. Now, I never knew about grafting, and I'd heard it mentioned a lot about grafting in branches. And when I went to Australia, over to, for Brother Brian Freeborn, lives right behind him, loads of vineyards. And over there in Australia, and I said, Brian, why did it change? Why do they graft in different vines in all the time? And he says, it's really whatever's popular, whatever's selling at the time, they'll graft that in to that vine, to the original root. But it could be totally different than what was originally there. But even though you graft it in, if the original puts forth from the original root, it'll produce whatever that vine originally was. So if the original vine, let's say just for talk's sake, produced white wine, I don't know all the difference in them, and you graft it in a red, if it ever puts forth, it'll produce the white one again. And that's what the Word of God does. If we don't tamper with it and don't change it, it will produce what God says it's going to produce. Now we know God's word's eternal. God being infinite, and he cannot speak one thing and then later on change his mind and change it to something else. God can't do that. decision, because every decision of God is perfect. It is perfect. He cannot change his mind about his word, what he has spoken. He never changes it. I remember years ago when Sharon was expecting our Hannah, and a minister said to me, "You're going to have a son." And I said, "Praise God." And then when Hannah was born, he said, "Yes, the Lord changed his mind, not one." And I says, "No, he didn't, but you did." So it wasn't a prophecy from God. And you see, if somebody gives you a word from God, the Bible says we're to try the spirits, it's one thing, and we're to judge it all. Judge it. And it says, let those judge, and let one speak two or three, and so forth, but it has to be judged. But God himself, when God speaks, it is the judge. He is the judge. And his word cannot fail. And every man will fail, but he won't fail. That's the thing about it. If you try to put someone up to such a place to say they're an absolute and they won't fail, it's failure right there. I'll tell you that right now. How many believes that? That in itself is a failure, because you've set someone up. That's like that Satan. He wanted to be like God, and he set himself up to be like God. But he could not be like God. Now, he is God in the sense of the God of this evil age, which is an object of worship, but he's not Almighty God. There's only one Almighty God. He cannot change his word, not which once has been spoken. Matthew 24, verse 35, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away." Clarence Larkin, if you've ever read any of his books, and one of the start of one of Clarence Larkin's books, Clarence Larkin is talking about how accurate the Word of God is, and he says every jot and every tittle is absolutely perfect in the Word of God. And the Bible says not one jot or tittle shall pass away till all be fulfilled. The very jots and tittles in the Word of God will not pass away. There's no mistakes in the Word of God. But you see, you must know that God's word is not some book that some man wrote, but God wrote it through man. Holy men of God wrote this, but they were inspired by the Holy Spirit to write the Bible. The Bible is, there's no other book in the world, even that somebody's preached or anything, cannot compare to your Bible. It's secondary to the Bible. Do you believe that tonight? I don't care what good sermon there is. There's real good sermons, and I believe in read sermons and read good books. It's wonderful. But this Bible stands alone. Amen. This is the Word of God. You could read a book and get mistakes in it. You could read a sermon and you could have somebody's opinion in it. Even one of our own. It could put someone in there. It might be right. But God's Word's all right.
Amen.
There's no mistakes in the Word of God. It's an absolute, absolute authority. And it cannot fail. And God will back it if you take it the way it is. Amen. It never can. I can, you know, it can never die. It lives on and it lives on and can never die because it is God.
Amen.
His word can no more die than he can die. John 1 verse 1 verse 14. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. And you know the original says in the beginning was the Logos. And the Logos was with God, and the Logos was God. Now I know a fella, and he is actually a Jew, so you shall maybe know who I'm talking about, but he likes plenty of talk, I'll say that. I'm friendly with him, but not everybody would get on with this fella, but I try and get on with most people, but boy, he says, you know, that's not in there, but it is in it. He is the Logos. How many knows the light went out from God, the Logos? And Jesus was in the bosom of the Father from the foundation of the world. He's a lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Look at verse 14. And the word was made flesh. That's the same word. And dwelt amongst us, and we beheld his glory. The glory is of the only begotten of the Father. Now, that begotten means special, unique one. So he's not just our son, but he's a special, unique son. That's why Isaiah 9 verse 6 calls him Almighty God. Counselor, Prince of Peace. He's more than a man. He is man, but he's more than man. Full of all grace and truth. God is eternal.
Amen.
That's the thing about God tonight. God is eternal. God is eternal, and God's word's eternal.
Amen.
And God's word is sure. So when God speaks, it's eternal. And when God says, "I give unto you eternal life," when you believe in Jesus Christ, he means what he says.
Amen.
He doesn't mean to give you life for a time, but eternal life. So just as God is eternal, the life you receive through the sacrifice. life it says is eternal. Isn't that wonderful? And even if you make a mistake, it's still eternal. You may make a mistake does not change the fact of the Word of God.
Amen.
You see, it's not based on how good of a week we have, or month or year. It's based on the Word of God. Aren't you glad for that tonight?
Amen.
It's a sure thing. You could have a very bad week. You could have a month of temptation, never like before. I know what I'm preaching about. I remember going through a time and I couldn't understand it myself. I wondered what was going wrong with me. Then I found a place for C.H. Spurgeon said the same thing. And he said, in that time, he had the greatest blessings in the meetings. And I was saying the same thing. But I had a terrible time of it with different things. And then it just went. There's seasons. But it's not how you feel or how much temptation you're going through. It's nothing to do with it. God says it, and that's the end of it.
Amen.
Amen. And the thing is, too, you can't stop the crows from flying over, but you can stop them from nesting.
Right.
Amen. Yep. Give them a blast.
Well,
when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise a standard against them. So we can be tempted with different things in life. We don't have to yield to it. Because we're tempted doesn't mean we've sinned. We haven't. So if someone tempts you, that doesn't mean you've sinned. It's when you yield to it.
Right.
And then if you do yield to it, you have sinned, the blood of Jesus lays there for us.
Right.
And he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Like Spurgeon says, your past, present and future sin is taken care of on the cross by the blood of Jesus Christ. God is eternal, eternal life. Now, if we're going to be judged, it will not be man or a man-made organization, but the Word of God that judges us. So if somebody wants to judge us on, you know, you're homophobic, well, that's a letter or someone from their writings. It's not from the Word of God. The Word of God condemns what they're doing. The Word of God says no more whoremonger, no adulterer, no effeminate will enter the kingdom of God. The Word of God judges it. Now God shows love to everybody. God is love. But God requires that every man repent. Repent. And that's a bit of water baptism what we need to put in as well. Repent and be baptized. You can baptize somebody if they don't repent, they're just wet. Even if you do it right, they're still just wet. They need to repent first. And repent means turn around. Don't be doing it again. Turn from your sin and turn to the Lord. So we thank God tonight for the Word of God. The eternal God, Deuteronomy 33, verse 27, this God is eternal. The eternal God, the Bible calls him, is thy refuge. So you have a refuge tonight that's eternal. So it's not just for a season, but it's eternal refuge. Hallelujah. The houses we're living in, no matter how good they are, temporal. And these houses are temporal. And if the Lord comes, this is getting changed. This is not going to heaven like this. No one of us is going to heaven the way we are. We're going to be transformed and changed. This corruptible put on incorruption. This mortal put on immortality. God's going to change these pest houses. Hallelujah. Isn't it great? We're going out. The wee fella sung the song, we're going out the same way I come in. Well, I'm not. I come in a baby, born of my mother. But if the rapture takes place, I'm going out changed in glory. Not a baby, but as a man.
Amen.
Changed by the power of God. So I'm not going out the way I come in. I come into the world a sinner. I'm going out a saint. That's right. The Bible calls you a saint. Saints are not those that's dead. Paul wrote the saints at Ephesus. I tell you, that's the truth. Now, the devil doesn't want you to think that. But that's the truth. That's the Bible. Amen. The eternal God is our refuge underneath the everlasting arms. So these arms is not for a week or a month. They're everlasting.
Amen.
And he shall thrust out the enemy from before thee and shall say, destroy them. Praise God. Now, if we're going to be judged, it will not be any man's organization, but the Word of God. Romans 2, verse 16. In the day when God shall judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ, according to my gospel. Now, that's powerful, isn't it? Paul's gospel is the real gospel. Now, here's the thing I've noticed. This is the thing I've noticed. And if you try, now, I don't go out and listen to different stuff because I don't do it. But even with my experience with traveling around and experience going different places, and you know, if you do go on a lesson, if you hear some people preaching and they claim they have, they're revelated. It's one claim. One claim is they're revelated people. Another claim is they're fully restored back to the original. But when you hear the preaching, it's not like Paul. It's not preaching like Paul preached. It's not. Some of them actually preach a man. They preach a man. They preach about a man. But they don't preach about Christ. Now, Paul did not preach about any other man, only Jesus Christ. And he was a messenger to the first church age. And Paul even said, I'm glad I baptized none of you. Because you hear somebody says baptizing in Peter's name or John, whoever's name. And it was false because there's only one name to be baptized in, the name of Jesus Christ. And Paul rebuked them. He rebuked them. So that you see, when we talk about Malachi 4, 5, and 6, of the Spirit of Elijah coming to turn our hearts back and restore us to the original apostolic faith, that's the original gospel Paul preached.
Amen.
So we must preach what Paul preached, but not what some fellow's interpretation of what he calls the message is. Because you can't get 2 degrees. That's the first problem you'll have. I was traveling the day with a friend of mine, he's Catholic. And you know, when you count the different lodges there is, they're not churches. You remember, they're not churches. That's a false name. There's only one church. One church. They're lodges. And they're all lodges. And there's message lodges as well as Baptist and Presbyterian. They're all lodges. Every one of them is as much a lodge as the other. But God is a true church. And that church, you're born into it. You don't join it. You're born into it. But you can, if you, there's lodges, how many lodges is there? And they all claim to be right, but they can't be. But there is a truth. And that truth's the Bible. That truth's the Word of God. Now, God's good people in there. We know that. There's good people in many of them places. Somebody believes that tonight. That's the truth. There's eagles everywhere.
Right.
Amen. There was even an eagle in a chicken coop.
That's right.
The eagle was in the chicken coop. That's the thing about it.
Right.
Now, how he got in there was a whole mystery behind it, but he got in there. Now, God brought him out, but he was in there and he was alone.
Amen.
He was in there a long time, wasn't he? In a chicken coop.
Right.
But God brought him out, but he was grown before he came out. And Moses was in Pharaoh's house.
Right.
But when Moses came of age, the Bible says he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, and he came out. Hallelujah. That's the exact same thing, isn't it? God stirs the nest. Some of us might have went somewhere and we didn't feel comfortable. That was God stirring the nest. Praise God. 1 Timothy 1:17 says, now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
That's him tonight. He's eternal. He's immortal. You can't talk like God about nobody else. Only Jesus Christ. Isn't he wonderful? Why would people not want to preach him and lift him and talk about him and praise him when the Bible says, lay hands on the sick in his name, you're healed.
Amen.
You're saved through his name.
Right.
You take his name in baptism. Amen.
Amen.
And everything's in his name. Call the elders of the church, anoint with oil, pray in his name.
Amen.
Paul says, whatever you do, do all in the name of the Lord.
Amen.
No other name, that's it in Timothy, to be saved other than the name of Jesus Christ. Now we know that all that is in Scripture has got to be fulfilled. We know that. God will fulfill his Scriptures. Now God will not fulfill somebody's interpretation of it. Because if that's not God's Word, God won't fulfill that. So somebody can set a date, can calculate times, but if it's not in this Bible, it's wood, hay, and stubble.
Amen.
It's not God's Word. But God will fulfill his Word. And God said, when you see the fig tree putting forth, know that it's now the evil at the door. And that's Israel. Israel in the Bible is a fig tree putting forth the leaf. Know it's even now at the door. Then he says, on the other trees, that's all the other places now recognized as nations of the world. And it's everywhere around. And then Jesus says in John 14, I'm coming again for you.
Amen.
He doesn't say I'm sending somebody else.
Right.
You never read that he says anyone else. He says, I I'm coming for you.
Amen.
I will come again and receive you unto myself. That's the Lord. So he will fulfill his word. So I don't care. Many people say they can be people that, you know, don't believe it and say it's scoffers in the last days the Bible talks about. But God's word says it and we believe it. Jesus is coming again. And he's coming for you. He's actually coming for you. He's coming to get you. Amen. Isn't that wonderful? Praise God. Then if God said anything, it's got to be fulfilled. If it isn't, then it's not God's true word. It's not fulfilled. It's not God's true word. If a prophecy is given under the genuine inspiration of the Holy Spirit, it will happen. If a prophecy is given under vain imagination, it won't happen. And people can speak through inspiration of spirit, and people can speak through their own imagination. And that's why the Bible says to judge it. Now, that doesn't mean you put it all out. That's throwing the baby out of the bathwater. We want gifts. We believe in gifts. And I believe we've seen genuine gifts. How many believes that? There is the genuine gifts.
Amen.
But there's also false gifts. But I'm not worried too much about them, because you should know the truth, and the truth will make you free. And somebody what's in you can discern. You have the truth in you, and that can discern. If it isn't, then it's not the true word of God, if it doesn't come to pass. So if it is truly the word of God, who is the foundation of all honor, who is the source of all honor, who is the source of all truth, God will stand by what he said. So the Spirit of God speaks something, God will stand by it. It's just like William Branham said to his son about a woman, she's going to die. It was Demas Zakarian's wife. She'll die. And those tongues and interpretation in every church that went round. Tongues and interpretation saying, thus saith the Lord, you'll be raised up. So his son got confused because his dad said to him, always respect tongues and interpretation. And he says, now, Dad, you told me to... He stopped him on the street because he knew there was someone troubling him. He said, what's wrong with you, Billy? And he said, well, Dad, they're prophesying. And he never condemned them. But he said, he's never wrong. If it's God that really speaks, he's never wrong. And that woman died. Even though all them tongues and interpretations said she lived, she died. And I know over in England, a place in England, and the Spirit of God moved in this place, not in England. And I was in it, and God did do things. God called a man out that read a suicide note. I was in the service, and the Holy Spirit called it. And God showed me myself. I'm not boasting or anything, but this is his honest truth. And God, the man came in the meeting, and the Lord told him even what he wrote on the note. He left a suicide note. He's going to do himself in over a girl. He met a girl, she wanted nothing to do with him, and he was all set. He thought he was going to be left on the shelf, and he was all set, and he was going to kill himself. And the Holy Spirit called it out and delivered him that night. Several years later, I wasn't even married myself then. Several years later, I got married. Time moved on, a lot of time. I met the same man with a wife and with children.
Amen.
He was going on with the Lord. God completely delivered him. The Holy Spirit called it out. Amen. But there was other people in that service, and there's things happening. And I knew it wasn't God. But how do you tell some people? And one woman went down to a part of England and was Leon Long. And you heard of Leon Long. He wrote the book Five Times the Spirit of Elijah. And it was prophesied over, God will raise you up and leave your skin like a child's skin and all, a big mass of prophecy. But it never happened. The man died. Because it wasn't God. Either it was imagination or influence of the wrong spirit. And we want the real thing.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And God's word's a real thing. And God can give you the real thing. Why accept the false when you can have the real? Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And how are you going to know? Brother Gary, I think I've said this before. You know, if you're going to identify the true thing, how do you do it? Or the false, put the true beside it. You get a real £20 note and put it beside a fake and study it closely.
Yes.
You'll discover which one's the fake. Amen. There'll be a difference somewhere. And that's the truth. God will always have a people. Amen. He'll have a people. God has promised, I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Malachi 3 verse 6, for I am the Lord. I change not. God never changes. That's why I think it's dangerous as well. When we say that God done something with a man and God can never ever do that again, I think that's dangerous. Because to say that God could never ever do something again, now God could fulfill certain scriptures, and they're fulfilled. And that mightn't happen again. Many understand what I'm saying. That could be fulfilled. But God can do anything he ever did once, he can do it again. How many knows that? If he ever opened blinded eyes, he can open them again. If he ever used a man in prophetical terms, he can do it again. If he ever used somebody in tongues, he can do it again, or dreams, or visions. God can do it again. I change not. That's what he's saying. I change not. Some people try to tell us the Bible contradicts itself. But we know that the Bible doesn't contradict itself. It's people contradicting the Bible. Now, Brother Jordy knows a man, and I refer to him and not mention his name. But he told me the Bible contradicts itself. And he said that Matthew 28 was a contradiction to Acts 2:38. But Matthew 28, go ye into the world and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Next verse. Teaching them to observe all things. Don't leave that out. Because you need to observe some things here. Then Peter in Acts 2:38, who's filled with the Holy Ghost, who's speaking under the inspiration of God, who now has been converted, because Jesus said, when you're converted, Peter, you're going to strengthen my brethren. Who the Lord himself prayed for. I have prayed for you, Peter. Satan wants to sift you, but I prayed for you. You're going to be all right. That's what he sent him. And in Acts 2:38, he says the name of Jesus Christ. And people claim it's a contradiction, but it's not a contradiction, because Father's not a name, it's a title. And Son is not a name, it's a title. But Jesus Christ is the name, not the title. So when he said, do it in the name of the Father, that's the Lord. And the Son is Jesus, and he has anointed Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And you know, Jesus, you could even go further, because he said, I came in my Father's name.
Amen.
Which is Jesus. Amen. But do you know, we do it the way they said it. Acts 2:38, and Peter said, unto him, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. You know, it's like the remission of sins. People say, can we be given authority to forgive sins? And this is the authority given here to forgive sins, Acts 2:38. This is God's prescription.
Amen.
Everybody that ever baptized has to be baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And if you're not baptized using the name of Jesus Christ, you're not baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. What do you think of that? So if you want to be baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, you need to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, which is the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. But it's not the other way around.
Amen.
That's a title.
Amen.
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 You're baptized in some titles that pertains to a name. If it isn't, that's not the right revelation.
Amen.
Then the Bible would be wrong when it went ahead and everybody baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. But if the Bible baptized every one of the apostles, all down through the age, baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, after Jesus commissioned them to baptize in the name of Father, Son, Holy Ghost, then the Bible absolutely contradicts itself. But if you look at it, it doesn't. They did just what he said, not titles, but name. And it doesn't even say names, it says name. Singular.
Amen.
Doesn't even say names. It says name. Amen.
Glory.
It's the most powerful name.
Amen.
And the early church baptized that way. They didn't call titles.
Nope.
But you know, I'm not getting anyone, there's nobody to get at, but I'm just saying, if you told people, they wouldn't want to hear about that.
Right.
They'll fall out with you over it. I've had people walk away from me over it.
Right.
And they've said to me, one man said to me, this will part us. I says, then we're parted. Sorry.
These are
this will part us.
Yeah.
That's what he's saying.
Praise the Lord.
Now there's another fellow, and I know him well. Brother Noel knows him well. And he prophesied to me in his driveway. He gave me a word from the Lord. He asked me what sort of wife I wanted. I said, one that loves the Lord, but she'll believe the truth.
Amen.
Oh, you'll never get one of them. And he prophesied over me, God, I'll have a woman for you in this land. And all his head, one in mind, maybe.
Yes.
But God didn't do what he said.
Amen.
God Job did not do what he said. Now, I'm here tonight. My wife's from England. We're married 27 years. But the God did everything he told me, but not what all them prophecies were. They were different than what God told me. I've had people say, I told you not to do this and do that, but God never told me. A man told me one time not to go somewhere, and I went and prayed and fasted, and the Holy Spirit says, you can go wherever you want, I'm with you. Now there's places that he told me not to go. How many knows God told me not to go into Russia? Germany, was it Germany, Russia? You remember that? 1991. Russia. Not only did God not tell me to go, but he sent an angel into my room. And that's the truth. And God can take me tonight if that's not the truth. An angel went down into the room and he said, you're not going to Russia. The audible voice spoke to me. The same voice that spoke to me in the jail. Said, you shall not go into Russia. And when they go, they'll have trouble. And he said, thou shalt depart from this work to another, I'll show you. And the next day he showed me it. Now, how can you go against that? But people could prophesy. What are you going to, you can't change it. But God will do what he tells you. Now the point I'm making is, God's going to tell you something. Make sure God tells you. Not somebody's idea for you. It has to be God that tells you. Now God can confirm it. Many times God's confirmed to me with tongues and prophecy and prophecies and different things. That's the truth. But yet with all, God told me about it. Amen. Would you not want God to tell you about it?
Amen.
And God can tell you about it. I can assure you that tonight. I'm going to have to come to close. Too many people are trying to interpret God's word instead of just saying what the word says. God's word doesn't need interpreted. Do you know why? In the Old Testament said a virgin shall conceive. And she did. It needed no interpretation. In Revelation 22, and I'm closing this verse, 18:19. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of this book, or this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, and out of the holy city, and from the things that are written in this book. So it's dangerous to tamper with God's word. That's even why, see some of, there's different Bibles you could read, which I believe wouldn't be changed. But there is Bibles that shouldn't be read. How many believe knows what I'm saying? If they're altered from the original, they're wrong. If there's verses taken out and things of God, it's wrong. It's wrong. Because God's proven this book. God has proven this King James Bible. I believe that. He's proven it. It stood the test of time. And thank God for the word of God tonight. Let's be praying this evening, and the Lord bless each one, and pray for Brother Larry as he goes. God, let's come and bow our heads tonight and pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you this evening that the spoken word is original seed. You said, let there be light, and there was light. You don't make any mistakes, Lord. Your word is sure, it's steadfast, it's unmovable. Lord, you said, be ye steadfast, therefore unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. We're to be faithful in what you call us to, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, tonight that you can give us a spirit of stickability in these evil days to keep us keeping on. Noah was faithful in spite of, Lord, it didn't look like any revival or any great move, but he was in your perfect will and you saved him and all his house. I thank you this evening, Lord, that you're able to save us and to save our house. I pray especially for household salvation tonight. Lord, there might be a young fellow way out in the wilds into all sorts of things, or a young woman. But we claim every single one of them right now under the token and the blood of Jesus Christ tonight. Reach them, Lord, and save them and deliver them in the mighty name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Christ over them. We claim them for the kingdom of God. Move on our brothers or sisters, aunts and uncles, sons and daughters that's not saved, moving every single one of them, I pray, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Keep us true to your word, for your word is the truth. Let every man be a liar, but God's word be the truth. Lord, we thank you that you are the way, the truth, and the life. Oh, we praise you tonight, Lord Jesus, that him that hath the Son have life. Father, bless each one this evening. Pray again for Brother Larry, for your blessing, for your strength. I come against every demonic force that would rise against him at this time. I pray a mighty power of God on the angel of the Lord to be near him even tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, bless your brother. Strengthen him in Jesus' precious name. And Father, Lord, for brothers that's traveling, for sister going to Australia soon as well, Sister Karen, the family, bless them.
Amen.
And for Timothy, Lord, guide him in his life.
Amen.
As he goes, prosper him, oh God, and speak to him and use him.
Yes.
And just do him good, Lord. Bless Sister Karen, meet her every need, give her the very desires of her heart. Lord, you're able to do it.
Amen.
You said, whatsoever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye have it.
Amen.
And ye shall have it.
Amen.
Lord, for whatever somebody's desiring tonight, maybe some of this room needs a miracle. Lord, I pray you'll grant that miracle. In the name of Jesus Christ, financial, physical, mentally, emotionally. Oh God, move on the scene, I pray. Oh, just have your way this evening. Inspire every one of us to pray prayers of faith tonight. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Let's just continue to seek the Lord this evening.